Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. When you mention meditation to some people, they envision an Indian mystic or a guru. But meditation in the scriptures is entirely different, and it's crucial for us to let the Word of God reprogram our minds in a healthy direction. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on being changed by the Word. In this message, our focus is on how the Word of God gives us a new mind. Turn with us again to Psalm 1.
Now, there was a man by the name of George Mueller. George Mueller had orphanages in England, and he decided that he would run them without ever asking for money. That's the way in which God led him. He had hundreds and actually thousands of answers to prayer. I mean, the kids were hungry, there was no food, people stopped by whom he didn't ask to stop by. If you've ever read a biography of George Mueller, you really ought to. Now, God led him that way. It's not wrong to ask for money. The Apostle Paul asked for money. When it comes to the ministries of Moody Church and children's ministries, I often ask for money. I like to ask for money that I, of course, have nothing to do with, in the sense that I am committed to helping ministries and helping those who are sharing the gospel. But that's the way George Mueller was. But every morning, and I have to summarize here for lack of time, he would get up early. And by the way, discipline involves getting up a little earlier than you do now. You have to prove the power of mind over mattress. You just need to do that. And he would get up early and he would pray. For 10 years he did that. But after he prayed, his thoughts were still anxious. He was thinking about all kinds of things. And his heart was not at peace. But you know, he had to go to work, just like you and I have to. And then he learned something. He says, before, my practice for at least 10 years was to give myself to prayer after having dressed in the morning. But now there was a transformation of his thinking. He saw that the most important thing for him was to read God's word, to meditate on it, that thus my heart might be comforted, encouraged, warned, reproved, instructed. And while meditating on the Word of God, my heart would be brought into experimental communion with God. And then he goes on to say that this transformation, he says, invariably, within a few moments, my soul has been led to confession, thanksgiving, and intercession. And by the way, the next message in this series is going to be on how to use the Word of God when you're praying. And he says, I discovered that as I turned these verses over in my mind, that there was food for my soul. The result is, he says, there was always a good deal of confession, thanksgiving, supplication, intercession that grew out of it, but my soul was satisfied. Now, what is food for the inner man, he asks? Not prayer, but the Word of God, and here again, not simply the reading of the Word of God so that it passes through our minds as water passes through a pipe, but considering it, pondering it, meditating on it. Let me ask you something. What is your first responsibility before God? Oh, your first responsibility, you say, is to pray, it's to do this or to do that. The first responsibility you and I have is to be satisfied with God. When you're satisfied with God, saying no to temptation is pretty easy. When you're satisfied with God, it doesn't matter all the circumstances that swirl around you, because at the end of the day, your soul is satisfied with the Almighty. Something like John Piper, who is kind of famous for having said that God is most glorified in us when we are satisfied in Him. I think I quoted that correctly. How do we get there? We get there through meditation. By the way, you know, there are people who read the Word of God, and we've all done this, and then we close the Bible and we have no idea what we've read. You know, somebody said, you know, my mind is like a sieve. Well, okay, I would say this, that even a sieve gets some cleansing when water flows through it. This is the only place I'll ever have the opportunity to tell you this true story. I was on tour when I was a young professor in Canada, and this guy and I, we were in the home of a widow, and she asked whether we wanted tea, and we said yes, and this dear lady, she was so nervous. She was shaking. Why? I don't know. But what she did is she took the tea leaves and she put them into the cup. And then she took the hot water and poured it through the strainer into the cup. Are you all following this? Of course, on top of the cup, you have swirling around all of these tea leaves. And we began to laugh, because we had had a long day. And have you ever been in a giddy mood when just anything makes you laugh? And we had to cover for ourselves. We didn't want to embarrass her. And then, you know, we strained the tea through our teeth. And, well, yeah, to get the leaves out. And we enjoyed it. But, you know, even that strainer with clear hot water flowing through was a lot cleaner after she used it that way than before, I'm sure. So even if nothing sticks, it's still a benefit. But that's not God's will. The text says that we should meditate in the law of God day and night. D.L. Moody said that whenever he hoed potatoes, he had to put a stake in the ground as to where he had hoed, because he did such a poor job you couldn't tell the difference. I can identify with D.L. on that point. I never was a great one for hoeing gardens. And the problem is, that's the way we read God's word. So the next step is meditation. In his law, he meditates day and night. You cannot meditate unless after you have read God's word, there is something within your mind that satisfies your soul and will occupy your thoughts all day. Of course, we can't be thinking about God's word all day. We've got jobs to do. We've got business that needs to be attended to. But it is amazing how often our minds will go to God's word throughout a whole day when we begin the day with God and we have spent 5, 10 minutes, 15 meditating on the scriptures, which is our first responsibility, that our souls might be happy in God. You say, well, how do you meditate? All that you need to do is to simply ask the text some questions. You know, there I speak about analyzing. You analyze, you say, what does this text tell me about God? Let's look at Psalm 1. What does this text tell us about God? Well, it certainly tells us that God is faithful to his people. He blesses those whose hearts are perfect toward him, who meditate in the law of God. That the way of the transgressor is a way of deception, because God knows their ways and they are like chaff that the wind blows away. It teaches us about God. Is there a promise to be believed? Absolutely. If you meditate day and night, you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. All there is in the text. Is there some encouragement to you? Is there some way in which God has spoken to you? Is there in the text something for which to praise God? Almost always there is. And next week, when I preach the next message, I'm going to give you some examples, some further examples of how to meditate. You analyze, you personalize. Let me tell you this. Don't ever close the Bible having read it unless there is some food for your soul. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And you and I have anxious thoughts, we have busy thoughts, we have sensual thoughts, and as a result of that, we aren't concentrating on the word, and while it may do us some good, very little good, until we close the word and say, I have something that will feed me for the day. Now, you know that many of us, and some of you might not know this, here at the church, we are having challenge that was given out, and hundreds of people are listening to the entire New Testament or reading it in 40 days. How do we integrate this? I mean, I realize that we're already spending maybe 25 minutes a day listening to the Word, and some of us, by the way, are caught up. I just wanted to throw that in there. And there's some who aren't caught up, but keep doing it. Fact is, before I begin to listen, I say, Lord, open up my heart that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. Give me something. And of course, it's something like trying to take a drink out of a fire hydrant. I realize that because the word just goes floating past you when you listen to it. It's the first time I've ever listened to the scriptures in such a concerted way. But every day, I'm struck with something. And it lodges in my mind, and I think of it during the day. Just the impact of God's word, there are phrases, there are verses, some way, I am transformed. Now, what you do is you analyze, you personalize, you say, what do I have today from your word, O Lord? And then, very critical, you memorize. Many of us don't memorize scripture the way in which we used to. But verses of scripture will stick in your mind. That is the best way, the very best way to meditate in the law of God day and night, is to memorize. It'll be in the back of your mind. And by the way, before you go to bed at night, don't be watching the news, because what'll happen is your anxious thoughts will come to the surface and so forth. What you ought to do is to reiterate God's word in your heart before you go to bed, and then when you wake up in the morning, day and night. You say, well, how can it help me during the night? How can it help me during the day when I'm busy with other things? Well, remember that story about the couple that was visiting in France, and they bought a vase? Actually, I think it was a jewelry box. And they were told by the clerk in France that it would glow all night. They put it in their bedroom, and it didn't glow all night. So finally, they found someone who could read the instructions and read French. And what the person read was this. It said, put me in the sunlight during the day, and I will glow all night. So they did that. Yeah, it glowed all night. This is Pastor Luther. Of course, the point of all of this is that when you and I meditate in the law of God, and we in the morning leave God's word with something to chew on for the rest of the day, you will find that your mind will be drawn to that particular truth. It really will. So what I want you to do is to begin the process of meditation as we learn together the transforming power of God's word to renew our minds.
Erwin Lutzer with more of The Word of God Gives Us a New Mind, the fourth message in a series on being changed by the Word. Next time, how we can prosper like trees planted by a stream. This six-part series on Changed by the Word can be yours on CD as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.